This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on day 100, for me anyway, and probably thereabouts for you as well, of this pandemic lockdown. If you had asked me 100 days ago to go with the over-under and it set that over-under, it'd say 60 days. I'm not sure what I would have done, but I'm not sure I would have guessed 100. At any rate, we've got a lot of great music ahead in the program today to celebrate this wonderful landmark. And, well, let's just get to it. It's Saturday. It's the first day of summer. And we can take some solace in that. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Estamos hotel alongside Amsterdam, clears my band in a Bukovina club style.
И мы решили, что никто нас не заметит. Познакомились, саду Эдемова, ставила кукола, чики кремова. И глаза твои, и присады светят. И мы решили, что никто нас не заметит.
Listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday, noon to one, right here on KGNU. Hope you're having a good day, that you and yours are still safe and sane during these crazy times. At least the weather's nice. It's the first day of summer, so we've got that to be happy about. I'm happy about it anyway. And yeah, here we go on what we just heard. We started the show with music from a new compilation from Vampy Soul called Guasa Kununo y Marimba, Music of the Colombian Pacific. La Contundencia was the band and Kilele the track. Then Amsterdam Klezmer Band, remixed by the great Chantel, a DJ and producer operating in the late 20th century, early 21st century, remixing a lot of Balkan beats, and from his Bukovina Club mixtape volume 1. Again, it was Amsterdam Klezmer Band, Sadagora, Hot Dub, the Chantel remix of that. New music from Tanzania, Siti Muharram. She is the great-granddaughter of a legendary singer of Tanzanian music, and she is working to follow in her great-grandmother's footsteps and even take it further. The record is called City of Unguja. That's the main island of Tanzania. Romance Revolution on Zanzibar, and a track called Nyuki that comes from On the Corner Records out of the UK, one of the most exciting labels around these days, in my opinion. They're taking a lot of chances in addition to putting out music that is quite beautiful. Right now in the background, Al Sara and the Nubatones, Nuba Nutu, the Spy from Cairo instrumental. It comes from Silt Remixed on the Wonder Wheel Recordings label. If you'd like to reach me today, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. You can reach me anytime via email, joel@thevibrarian.co and terrasonic@gmail.com. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Mas com direção e na contramão. E você, o que vai fazer? E você, o que vai fazer?
Ninguém tá nem aí pra nada, não. Ninguém tá, ninguém.
Ah, segura essa onda aí, segura essa onda. Tamo junto, hein?
Ninguém tá nem aí pra nada, não. Ninguém tá, ninguém.
Aí, mano, tamo junto, hein?
Vai mudar, eu, você, o mundo, ela.
Já é, eca. Foi, vamos nessa.
E o que que vai mudar, eu, você, o mundo, ela.
Eu simplesmente vou é pedalar, vou nadar, vou ler meu livro, vadiar, brincar de fazer nada. E você, o que vai fazer? E você, o que vai fazer?
Ninguém tá nem aí pra nada, não. Ninguém tá, ninguém. Vai mudar, eu, você, o mundo, ela.
você que vai fazer. E você que vai fazer.
O que que vai mudar? Eu, você, o mundo, ela. Agora tudo brilha de noite a dia.
Days.
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. We're halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're enjoying the show and having a nice day, enjoying this first day of summer. And I want to get out of this break quick because this song, I just love this song. I want to get into these beautiful guitar patterns that are being made here by Basic Math. It's on a track called Cacao featuring Tony Dudu. We heard the Monks of Kourou-Moussa out of Senegal just before this on a record that came out on Sounds True back in the late 90s. It's an album that I was very happy to actually have helped produce. After the Monks of Kourou-Moussa, or before the Monks of Kourou-Moussa, new music out of Brazil from Numa Gama, Meireta Senho, the release. And also in there, The Quiet Ones, also from Brazil, a track called Ninguém. DJ@KGNU.org if you'd like to reach me. Otherwise, I recommend cranking this one up and moving a little bit. This is Basic Math on Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back.
empezaron las preguntas, yo las respuestas las encontré. Me atreví a dar ese paso de niña buena a ser mujer. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo canto, mi cielo cantaré. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo bailo hasta el amanecer. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo canto, mi cielo cantaré. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo bailo hasta el amanecer. De este planeta, de eso no te quiero convencer. Ven a bailar este canto, siente mi encanto a flor de piel. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo canto, mi cielo cantaré. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo bailo hasta el amanecer. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo canto, mi cielo cantaré. Y si mi negro toca el tambor, yo bailo hasta el amanecer.
The war is dato mala vida. Cádiz se la trae mi corazón, dime tú por qué trato yo también. Cuando tú me hablas, toma un cabrón, tana mía, corazón está sufriendo, tana mía, por favor. ¿Por qué trato yo también? Cuando tú me hablas, toma un cabrón, me estás dando.
Parasonic on KGNU. I got a little caught up in that track and was also reading about Mano Negra, of course, the legendary rock and espanol band fronted by Manu Chao that we heard in that set just before this with their classic Mala Vida from their debut release, Pachanga. Mariachi El Bronx have a new double disc set out, Musica Muerta, and the first song on the first disc is called Loteria, and we heard that. And from Amambay, Cien Mil, from the album Volá, we heard Mi Negro. Right now in the background, going back a few years to an album called Granada Doaba, by a collaboration going by the name Gnowledge, recorded in Granada on a project funded by a Fulbright scholarship exploring the music of southern Spain and North Africa. And this is a track called El Arte de Escuchar. Still got a little music left to go before we give way to headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour, followed by Reggae Bloodlines, Joss Sonic, and or J-Dub in with you this afternoon. And then African Roots at 4 o'clock, Uket, bringing you 2 hours of the best in African music. Let's get back to the music a little bit more, and then we'll come back to say goodbye on Terra Sonic here on KGNU.
Thank you. yourself.
Coming up at the top of the hour here at KGNU in this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is coming in for a landing. Just heard music from Nigeria's Akwasa, a track that came out back in 1975 originally and featured again on African Airways' 6 Mile High African Funk 1974 to 1981, a new compilation out from the Africa 7 label. And that track called Be Yourself and Don't Let Nobody Be You. Good advice. Before that, No Magic, the new project from Akis Beats, a producer based in Athens, Greece, from a compilation called Urbanized Desert Stories, Mawama, featuring Murad Beluadi. And in the background right now, from Japan, from his album Cohesion, this is Anchor Song and a track called Awake. Well, hope you'll stay awake because, well, it's noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon and time to just stay awake, enjoy what I believe is a beautiful day, and stay tuned to KGNU for Reggae Bloodlines. Joss Sonic and J-Dub in with you today. Bouquet bringing African roots and so on and so forth here at KGNU. Check afterfm.com/Terrasonic for an archive of episodes of this show as well as playlists and a whole lot more at afterfm.com. In general, a great archive. Let's connect on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic and reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. This has been Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH LaPorte and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. You take care of yourself. Enjoy this first weekend of summer, and we'll see you back here next Saturday, safe and sound, for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU.
For an injunction to block the publication of a controversial book by his former national security advisor, John Bolton, Peter Bowes reports.
In his ruling, the US District Judge Royce Lambeth said John Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States, exposing his country to harm and himself to civil and potentially criminal liability. But he said an injunction was not the appropriate remedy. With hundreds of thousands of copies around the globe, many in newsrooms, the damage is done, he said. In a tweet shortly after the ruling was issued, President Trump said John Bolton must pay a very big price for what he'd done.
President Trump is returning to the campaign trail today, holding a re-election rally in the Republican stronghold of Tulsa, Oklahoma, his first since the coronavirus lockdown was imposed in March. He's hoping it will revive his flagging popularity. It's been badly dented by widespread perceptions that he's mishandled the pandemic and has failed to unite the country during a month of anti-racist protests. Attendees have been obliged to sign a waiver protecting the organisers from responsibility for any coronavirus-related illness or injury. A court in the Democratic Republic of Congo has found the president's chief of staff guilty of corruption. It sentenced Vital Kamerhe to 20 years in prison with hard labour. Here's Will Ross.
Throughout the court session, Vital Kamerhe looked calm and composed and at times was smiling. He didn't look surprised when handed the 20-year prison sentence with hard labour, the exact punishment the prosecution had requested. It has been a controversial trial, especially after the first judge in charge of it was murdered. Mr. Kamerhe has been a powerful politician in Congo. In the last election, he ran for president but stepped down to support Félix Tshisekedi, becoming his chief of staff. Vital Camere's supporters believe the overall intention of the case was to stop him from running for president in the next election.
Spain has agreed to allow British travellers to visit without quarantine restrictions from Sunday, although it is no longer a member of the European Union. Guy Hedgeco reports from Madrid.
Spain warned some days ago that although it planned to lift travel restrictions for European visitors, it might continue to make British tourists undergo a two-week quarantine. But Foreign Minister Arantxa Gonzalez has said that visitors from the UK will now no longer need to self-isolate. Like other European arrivals, they will instead have to undergo a temperature test in Spanish airports. Ms. Gonzalez said that no reciprocal deal had so far been reached with the British government, but that the decision had been taken out of respect for the 400,000 or so British people who have second homes in Spain.
Guy Hedgeco reporting from Madrid. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. About 1,000 people have taken part in the latest demonstration in Paris against alleged police brutality held in memory of Lamine Dieng, a black man who died in police custody in 2007. Earlier this month, the European Court of Human Rights revealed that a case against the French state was being dropped after the government agreed to pay Mr. Dieng's family $160,000. Turkey has said that a lasting ceasefire in Libya is not possible until forces loyal to the eastern-based military commander Khalifa Haftar leave the city of Siirt. Turkey has provided crucial military support to the UN-recognised government, enabling it to mount a successful counter-offensive that broke General Haftar's siege of Tripoli. A Yazidi woman who was kidnapped by the Islamic State group 6 years ago has finally returned to her family in Iraqi Kurdistan. More than 6,000 Yazidis, members of an ancient religious minority, went missing after IS swept through northern Iraq, where they have lived